Proclamation number 5027, dated the December 24th, 1950. Christ's descent to earth once and now. Act of salvation. At the time of my descent, the same hardship prevailed on earth as can be found amongst humanity now, for it lived in the same profound spiritual darkness as it does now. I took pity upon this state, and in order to help people I came to earth myself. I came as Savior, and a path out of darkness into light existed for people which I myself showed to them. All they had to do was to emulate me and their spiritual adversity would be over. I came as Savior and released them from Satan's chains who had caused their immense spiritual hardship and from whom they lacked the strength to escape. The path I told people to take was possible for them to travel, for I myself went ahead of them as a guide. I myself knew the path for Romans 1, 2, had to take it beforehand, because I had embodied myself within a human shell and therefore only expected from people what was possible for them to accomplish. I took the path of love, and this path is to be taken by everyone who wants to awaken from the spiritual kingdom to the light of life, who wants to release himself from my adversary's chains, who wants to be redeemed from sin, which was the cause of humanity's profound spiritual hardship. I came as humanity's redeemer into the world which, without my help, would have got lost in darkness. And I accomplished the act of salvation for time and eternity, for the past, present and future, therefore also for present day people, who experience the same spiritual hardship and require urgent help if they don't want to decline further and plunge into the abyss as a result of my adversary's doing. For the danger is far greater now because people are not granted much time anymore. The time of grace allowed for the redemption of the human race will expire soon. Humanity is facing the end of a developmental period. It is approaching a significant chapter. It has to make its final decision, to choose life or death. The only options will be continued existence or to perish completely, that is, a life according to divine will or physical and spiritual death if the human being fails to make the right decision. And once again I come as Savior in need, at first spiritually, according to my promise that I will reveal myself to those that love me and keep my commandments. To those I reveal myself in the word and inform them of the approaching end. But then I will come again in the clouds, just as I once ascended to heaven. I will come and, when they are in greatest distress, will help those who followed me, who have taken the path of love I preached by fetching them into my kingdom. Away from the earth whose only remaining inhabitants will be devils in great numbers. I will come as a savior again, yet my arrival will be the conclusion of my act of salvation on earth, because I will have died on the cross in vain for anyone who has not recognized me by then. He has not accepted my act of salvation and will remain in my adversary's bondage for an incredibly long time to come. For he and his followers will be bound into matter, and spiritual death will be the fate of all those who refuse to acknowledge me because they voluntarily submitted themselves to his influence. They ignored my act of salvation and will therefore languish in the bondage of darkness due to their own fault. Amen.